Last night, the 21st Subhara was recited in Taraweeh Salah. The ayat before the say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that many people will take other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as helpers and assistants, and they will be in complete loss. And many, many examinations Allah will give a person in his life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, whenever you got an examination, there is a nisab to be followed, something a pattern to be followed, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spelled out here. Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Make tilawat of Quran Sharif. This will strengthen your iman and help you in all difficulties. And waqim as-salah. And perfect your salah. Build up your connection with your salah. Your ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the two greatest ways is tilawat of Quran and salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Namaz, a proper namaz, a perfect namaz, it will prevent a person from all kinds of immorality and evils. And when a person stays away from sin, Allah Ta'ala's help will come to a person to a greater extent. And salah will help and assist a person. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. By making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will get concentration in his salah also. His tilawat of Quran Sharif will become stronger. Wallahu ya'alamu ma tasna'un. And Allah knows exactly well what you are doing. As it Mawlana Ashraf al-Ithani rahmatullahi says in the night of Qadr, many people say, what must we do? What ibadat must we do on the big nights? So he says from here, there are three things. One is tilawat of Quran Sharif. One is performance of salat. And one is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and included in these dua also. And our Hazrat has added one fourth thing from the ayat, Allahu ya'alamu ma tasna'un. A person must make muraqabah also. A person ponders about the greatness, qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about his past life. So these four amal should be done in great abundance in these nights and in these blessed nights. These are four amal from the Quran Sharif. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people come with many, many doubts. They are not prepared to accept the Quran Sharif. But the Quran Sharif is such a clear miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ummi. He was unable to write. He was unable to read. But what a kitab Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. This is a clear proof from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kuffar asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want signs, certain signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why isn't Allah sending signs? Allah ta'ala said the greatest sign is the Quran Sharif. Why are you not prepared to accept it? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says some other examinations come in your life. For example, a person sometimes has to leave his house. He has to make hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And normally a person is frightened to leave his home because he's worried about his rozi and sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry about your rozi. وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ دَعْبَةِ اللَّهِ تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. There are many, many animals who cannot bear their own rozi. Allah is the one who gives them rozi and sustenance, and Allah looks after you also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created the heavens, the earth, the sun and the moon. So why can't Allah ta'ala give you rozi and sustenance? Allah ta'ala sends the rains down from the heavens to give all the people of the world sustenance. Allah will look after you, wherever you may be. If you will go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will sacrifice your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is basically was referring to the hijrat, where the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had to leave their homes and they had to go to Medina Munawwara in the distant land, leaving their homes for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not become worried and frightened. And this worldly life also is only a place of play and amusement. وَإِنَّ دَارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَيَّ الْحَيَوَانِ. If you will sacrifice the life of this world, you will get the life of the akhirat, which is forever and forever. And that is the real life of where a person will remain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the surah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. But whoever will strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whatever extent, Allah ta'ala will open up roads for that person. And Allah ta'ala will give that person more and more guidance. The person has to make some mujahada and sacrifice in life against his desires, sometimes against shaitan, against the kuffar, against his environment. As he makes a mujahada and sacrifice, Allah will give that person, open up roads for that person. Allah will make it easy for that person. The next surah is Surah Rum. In here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the miracle of the Quran Sharif. One miracle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala foretold the Roman people, they lost the battle against the Persians and they were completely down. They had no power at all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala foretold that within a short period of years, less than 10 years, the Romans will be overpower again. At that time the people could not believe it. The people of Makkah Mukarramah made a big mock of it. It is impossible. The Persians are so powerful. It's like America fighting a small country like Mauritius. And you say Mauritius will overpower America in less than 10 years. People will make a big mock of it. So they mocked at it. They were laughed at it. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had full firm yaqeen in this year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day when they will conquer, the believers will be also happy. Allah ta'ala will grant them victory. At that time also we can remember Makkah Mukarramah. It must have been about 3 years or 4 years after Nabi Sassan started giving da'wah towards Islam. The Muslims were very, very weak, very, very small. And Allah Ta'ala promised them that on that day also the believers will be happy with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this happened exactly 9 years later in the Battle of Badr, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum overcame the kuffar and disbelievers. They also Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance came to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives rise to nations and Allah ta'ala drops nations. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The people of the kuffar and disbelievers, they only know outward things, outward asbab and means. But regarding the real means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind everything. They are completely unmindful of this year. It also means, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرَ مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The people of dunya, the non-Muslims, they only know the outward things of this world. But the reality is, this has been given to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to the Muslim people. The Quran Sharif is teaching us realities about akhirat, which is the everlasting life of the year after. Person mustn't be fooled and deceived by this worldly life. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many signs of his qudrat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this world, there will be the people of Iman and Kufr. The actual judgment will be passed on both of them on the day of Qiyamah, where they will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this worldly life also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain principles where a person will be successful. The Muslim people, inshallah, we will mention. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions signs of his qudrat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created you from sand. And thereafter, suddenly, sand is very, very heavy. It's on the ground. Allah makes you a human being suddenly, and now you're running around in the world. Where and where a person is moving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you from your own selves, partners, wives. And the object of getting married is litaskunu ilayha, so you can live with sukoon, peace of mind, contentment you can get by your wife. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one, bainakum mawaddata wa rahma ja'ala. He is the one who makes between you love and mercy. If you are trying to make your own love and mercy, you'll never be able to do so. Today many people, they want to go out before marriage to make their own love. Allah ta'ala says, He is the one who creates the love. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who will create love between husband and wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who has created the heavens and the earth. The different languages people are speaking, the different colors Allah ta'ala has made. These are all signs for people to understand the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person sleeping in the night, a person waking up in the day and going to work, a person seeing the lightning coming down, the waters coming down from the heavens, the earth coming back to life. These are all the signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat. And how the earth and the heavens are standing up by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person must ponder and he will see in there the great, great signs and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In here also Allah ta'ala is making ishara and indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you from sand. You were all completely scattered, but Allah ta'ala joined you together and he made you into one human being. Similarly, the Muslims are all scattered. Allah ta'ala can join the hearts of people and make them one. Similarly, like how husband and wife are separated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined them together. They're living as like one for a body now. So Allah can make the Muslims join together, have love and mercy amongst themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He made the tongues and the colors different, Allah ta'ala can scatter the kuffar and disbelievers and make them completely different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some people sleep and some people wake up. The Muslims who are fast asleep, they do not have Iman within them. Allah can make them awake and become the rulers of the world. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that lightning, Allah can make the Muslims like lightning also. And how the rains come down and life comes to the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Islam, make it alive in the whole world. When the rains of wahi and revelation will come down, and Allah ta'ala will spread Islam throughout the world. So in here Allah ta'ala was giving an ishara and an indication also that the Muslims will get victory also. Allah ta'ala will give them victory. But there are certain principles and that they must stay hold firm unto. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِدِينِ حَنِيفًا. They must hold firm unto the deen of Islam and not follow the desires of people who are going against Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. In abad, our full attention must be only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Du'as, zikr, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Fear, taqwa, the quality of taqwa must come into a person. Aqeem us-salah, establishment of salah, bringing alive salah. Wa la takunu min al-mushrikeen. Not joining with the mushrikeen, the non-Muslim people, and staying together with them. And fa'ati al-qurba haqqahu wal-miskeen wa ibn al-sabil. Fulfilling the rights of people, fulfilling the rights of your family members, and the miskeen, and the poor people, and the travelers. And staying very, very far away from using your money in a haram way, especially interest. وَمَا أَتِيْتُ مِنْ رِبَلْ يَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَادِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. That money will never grow in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will cause complete destruction to the Muslim Ummah as a whole. So if you will follow the principles, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and assist you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, carry on travel in the world. And you will see the times how Allah ta'ala destroyed the people of the past. They were not prepared to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you hold firm to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see how Allah ta'ala will help and assist you. The next surah is Surah Luqman. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Quran Sharif also, that how a person must hold firm unto the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Quran Sharif is the means of hidayat and guidance. It's a means of mercy for those who will hold firm unto it, who have got sincerity within themselves. They are the ones who are performing salat, giving zakat, and they've got full yaqeen in the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is the opposite of the Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. There are many, many people who buy lahwa al-hadith, futile speech. And futile speech here, many of the mufassirin say, they took a custom by the name of Allah, that it means ghina. It refers to music. Music creates hypocrisy in the heart. Like kama yumitul ma'u zara, like how water gives rise to crops. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tilawat of Quran Sharif gives rise to iman, like how water gives rise to crops. So the opposite of music is the tilawat of Quran and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mawlana Abu al-Hasan al-Yunabi rahmatullah alayhi says, See, there is no better word in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala 1400 years ago revealed this Quran. You see, if I wanted to put another word there, television, I could have put, you can put, you know, in the, what a beautiful word, lahwal hadith, words of futility. You see, that exactly is referring to television. And in today's time, many, many other things. Ulama see, for example, like novels. People are buying all of these novels and reading many of these magazines. So in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, lahwal hadith referred to singing girls. People used to buy the singing girls, novels, give it to people to turn them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today in every house there is a singing girl, this woman who are singing on the films, the film actresses, singers, etc. So all of these are included in there. And the object of it is liyuzilla an sabilillah, to take people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things will take a person away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without having any knowledge. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا وُزُوَةً. And the people will start taking the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a thing of mazak, as a mock, because now they will be so engrossed in this other things of this world, the television and the music and the novels, etc. On the other hand, the person, Allah Ta'ala says, when the Quran Sharif is recited to them, then they turn away, because they have left the Quran Sharif now, so they will turn away. So the opposite of Quran Sharif is all of these things. So if a person was to stay steadfast on deen, he must abstain from all of these things and hold firm to the Quran Sharif, inshallah, a person will be rightly guided. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will give you hikmat and wisdom, and you will follow the teachings of the Quran Sharif. One example of this is Luqman alayhi salam, Luqman radiallahu anhu. He was not a Nabi of Allah, but what knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. And one of the reasons was, he made a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the advices he gave to his son. Five beautiful advices which every father should give to his children. The first one he taught them was only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After mentioning this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because Luqman alayhi salam, he advised his son, we taught Luqman alayhi salam's son the respect of his parents. Today many parents say, my children do not respect me. So here we are taught that if we will teach our children the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will get respect in this life. Our children will respect us. And then the second thing he taught his son was akhirat. If you will have to stand on the day of qiyamah, you will have to answer for all your deeds. So my son, be careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring every single action of yours alive on the day of qiyamah. You will definitely see it. The third thing he taught his child was ibadat. How to perform salat, commanding righteousness, preventing from evil, and having sabr and patience on difficulties. The fourth thing he taught him, must not have pride and arrogance, so not walk in the earth with arrogance and pride. And number five, we taught him also akhlaq and character, how you must walk, your etiquette, how a person must walk in his life, this is the way you must walk, how must a person talk, this is also the duty and responsibility of a father. You must teach his child all of these things. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some signs of his qudrat and his power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a man by nature, when he is going in the ocean, and suddenly difficulties come upon him, then he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. So Allah, if you save me, I will obey you, I will be obedient to you. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves a person, then a person turns away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is in this world. But remember, another day is going to come. In this world, somebody can still save you from the shirk. But fear the day when la yirzi walidun awwaladi, no father can save his son, and no son can save his father. They cannot help and assist one another at all, in the least. But so prepare for that day, the day of Qiyamah. Inna wa'adallahi haqqun, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Remember, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. It's definitely going to come. Let not this worldly life deceive you. And let not shaitan deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this worldly life is very, very beautiful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it will come to an end. And the day of Qiyamah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Allah has got knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. This world will come to a complete destruction. When will it come? Allah knows best. And this world is so beautiful, I get affected by it. Allah Ta'ala says it's all because of water. Allah sends down that water. If Allah Ta'ala stops the water, tomorrow there won't be any greenery in the world. All of that beautiful woman you're running after, she doesn't have water for a few days, she'll become so thin you'll never want to look at her also. It's all on the basis of water which Allah is sending down upon you. And many, many people say, no, whatever is written in my taqdeer, I'll get the day in the year after. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Whatever is in the womb of the mother, it was written, your taqdeer was written there. Your rozi also was written there. So how you make effort for rozi in this world? So to a greater extent, you have to make effort for the rozi of the life of the year after. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that also, why are you making effort for rozi in this world? So do not become deceived by this worldly life. And shaitan will come and deceive a person. They don't worry, tomorrow you can make amal. Tomorrow you can try and change your life. Allah Ta'ala says, you do not know what you will earn tomorrow, whether tomorrow will even come. So do not become deceived. And then shaitan tells you to do guna and sin. And he says, don't worry, you won't die now. It's about a long life to live. Allah Ta'ala says, you do not know which land you will pass away. Any land a person can pass away. And any time a person can pass away. So do not become deceived by shaitan. And shaitan deceives a person. Nobody is watching you. You can do this 10 years, you can make tawbah after that. No one knows about it. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah Alimun Khabir. Allah is fully aware of this. Allah has full knowledge of every single thing, outward and inward. This is in the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Thereafter is Surah Sajda. We are encouraged to recite Surah Sajda and Surah Tabarak Alladhi every night. One great virtue of it is, the person will recite Surah Sajda and Surah Mulk, he will get the night of the thawab of Laylatul Qadr every night. We are all looking for the night of Qadr. If every night we read the surah, inshallah, we will get the thawab of Qadr. Allah Ta'ala will give it to us every night. We should make it our habit to recite this year. In here, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the qualities of the disbelievers and how they will be disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. And the people of piety and what honor Allah will give them. And what qualities they had. At the Hajj time, they used to stand up and perform Salah. After Isha Salah, sometimes they used to stand up. Isha used to go away from their beds and they stand before Allah Ta'ala, making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, having fear in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah had given them money, standing in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as soon as the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala came, they did not have pride within themselves. Immediately they accepted the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, we do not know what rewards we have kept for such people, what honor and respect we will give them in the year after. The next surah is the surah Ahzab. In here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the high status of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he fulfilled the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the beginning, Ittaqillah, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fear, continue fearing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Never ever follow the kuffar and munafiqin and hypocrites. And whatever wahi and revelation is coming to you, follow that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And have trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You will see throughout your life how Allah's help will come to you. And Allah Ta'ala mentions the story of Ahzabiyah, how Allah's help came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he followed these four golden principles. So we should bring these principles into our life also. The taqwa and obeying the wahi and revelation which has come to us from Allah Ta'ala. Never obeying and following the ways of the kuffar and disbelievers. And having our trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You will go through some examinations in life, but eventually the one who laughs the best, he will be completely successful. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sees the great rank of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. The Nabi has a greater right than over the believers in their own life. That is, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he has to command a person to commit suicide, for us to commit suicide is haram. But if he commands us, it is our duty and farz upon us for the person to commit suicide. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has greater love for the believers than their own selves. Man sometimes loves himself so much that he causes great harm to himself. But the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is khalisat and is only and solely for our benefit. So what a high position Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has got. So he has got a greater right than our own lives for the believers. And the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are our mothers. We have to respect and honor every single one of them. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions in great detail the battle of Ahzab, where there was 3,000 of the Muslim people in Madinah Munawwara and 10 to 15,000 people of the Kuffar came and they surrounded the Madinah Munawwara and the Muslims started tents around Madinah Munawwara to protect themselves. And over a month, the Kuffar tried to cause harm to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam followed these principles. He was steadfast. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is great example for you people, those who fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who want to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they are waiting for the day of Qiyamah, they make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He's a great example for you of steadfastness. How steadfast he was, and eventually Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's help and assistance came, and the kuffar were completely rooted. And after this battle, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala opened up, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from today, they cannot attack us now, we will only attack them. So they were completely successful, and the munafiqs and hypocrites were placed on one side also, and the true believers, they were shown on the other side, they have got true iman within themselves. So yeah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is mentioning for us also a lesson, that if we are steadfast on our deen, examinations will come in our life. Sometimes a person will be shaken, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Very, very severely he will be shaken. But you must look at the example of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In such trying difficult circumstances, he held firm unto deen, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's help and assistance will come. To every single person, Allah will protect that person, Allah will look after that person. That person holds firm unto the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq. There's one announcement that, as we were mentioning, about the cell phones. You know that i'tikaf, our object of it is seclusion in the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not having any attachment with anybody else. So the cell phone distracts a person normally from this attachment and connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Have we made announcements? MashaAllah, there are some brothers who have come already and handed in their cell phones, or they want to hand in this morning. So we should, more of us inshallah, should try to hand in our cell phones or completely put our cell phones off. And then as we have mentioned, if anyone has to make a necessary call, only necessary, you should go to the basement. On this floor here and on the two wings and upstairs, the phone should not be used at all. Nobody should utilize their phones. And alhamdulillah, the encouraging thing is last night when we went upstairs, 11 o'clock, there was only like two brothers we had to tell. And immediately they put their phones away also. And nobody else was playing with their phones. So inshallah, this is the spirit. May Allah increase all of us. Try to abstain from using the phones during the next 10 days. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah. inshallah we will read a hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه مرفوعا قال إن الله تعالى إن لله تعالى سيارة من الملائكة يبتغون حلق الذكر فإذا مروا قال بعضهم لبعض اقعدوا فإذا دعا القوم أمنوا على دعائهم فإذا صلوا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا معهم حتى يفرغوا ثم يقول بعضهم لبعض طوبى لهم لا يرجعون إلا مغفورا لهم. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ مرفوعا نقل فرماتے ہیں کہ اللہ جل جلالہ کے کتنے ہی فرشتے راستوں پر پھرتے ہیں اور ذکر کرنے والوں کے حلقے ڈھونڈتے ہیں. جب وہ ذکر کی مجلس کو پا لیتے ہیں تو ایک دوسرے کو پکارتے ہیں کہ بیٹھ جاؤ. پھر جب مجلس والے دعا کرتے ہیں تو یہ فرشتے ان کی دعاؤں پر آمین کہتے ہیں, اور جب درود شریف پڑھتے ہیں تو یہ بھی ان کے ساتھ درود شریف پڑھتے ہیں, اور پھر جب دعا سے فارغ ہو جاتے ہیں تو یہ فرشتے کہتے ہیں خوشخبری ہو ان لوگوں کے لیے, وہ بخشے بخشائے لوٹ رہے ہیں. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ narrates the following tradition. There are certain angels of Allah جل جلاله who roam around the earth searching for the gatherings of dhikr. If they happen to pass by one, they call unto each other to come and participate. When the people complete their dhikr and become engaged in dua, they say ameen to their dua. When the people send durood salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels also send durood with them. When their gathering is about to terminate, the angels say to each other, "Glad tidings to these people, for they shall not return except with all their sins forgiven." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates the following tradition. There are certain angels of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu who roam around the earth searching for the gatherings of dhikr. If they happen to pass by one, they call unto each other to come and participate. When the people complete their dhikr and become engaged in dua, they say ameen to their dua. When the people send durood salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels also send durood with them. When their gathering is about to terminate, the angels say to each other, "Glad tidings to these people, for they shall not return except with all their sins forgiven."
Inshallah, keeping this hadith in mind, let us make our dhikr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum, ana jalisu man dhakarani. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, aur mere tan mein bajaye aabghin. Dard-e-dil, ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar de ko jinar. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو, بلکہ داروں نامہ سیاہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر, ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. يا دم تیری سب کو ملا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تا دم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بن منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چورے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تا دم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ یار رہے یار تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تا دم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئیدم تابت جانا چنی می بائیدم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شان اللہ 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں کیا مجھ پر نظر نہ ڈالی جائے گی کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی اللہ نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا, ذکر میں تأثیر دور جام ہے. ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, والسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.